Ash, nothing more than disappointment on the news that there's no Team Northumbria moving forward?
It's generally disappointing for netball in the Northeast. You know, like people now up this way will have to either, if they're wanting to play, will have to try and go to Sirens or Thunder. So, I mean, there's not that many teams in the North now, which is going to make the pathway a little bit hard for the next, well, I've heard 2 years, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
You played with Grangetown in Prem. How have you seen things like people at Jell are doing?
I mean, Geraldine does everything for Grangetown. She, you know, she tries to get the best for them, those girls. And, I mean, we've done pretty well considering they only had me full-time, so one NSL player. We had Hayley fill in a couple of times. But, I mean, you know, that's something they've been working for years and years and years, and they never thought they would get. So I think it's a real positive for them. And I think people in the Northeast are just going to get down to local games a bit more and maybe show their support that way rather than at an NSL game.
For players, I mean, we've seen the occasional posts from Team Northumbria players online, but can you actually reflect on the news, or do you almost accept it as just one of those things?
I think because I work at the uni, I think I just accept it as, you know, that it's just a period in the uni that they're going through, and they're having to, you know, make some cuts with things. And unfortunately, sport is probably the easiest thing to cut. I mean, there's a lot of jobs that are, you know, people that are being made redundant as well. So I think it's just one of those times that the uni is going through, and that's how they're going to deal with it. You know, I think it's going to be disappointing because they do have a lot of athletes and teams that are going to suffer from it, and scholarships and things like that. So it hasn't really affected me too much. I think it's more, I feel sorry for the girls that have been there for, you know, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Since T's been there or longer, and, you know, that's the disappointing thing for them, because now they're going to have to travel further than, you know, what they have to.
People may have missed, but it isn't just the netball, it's some of the elite sport as well, and obviously there's the Northern League side as well that's disappearing.
Yeah, and they only found out on Twitter. You know, Twitter. BBC obviously posted a media release yesterday. You know, Northumbria University are quite well known and quite well renowned for their volleyball, and even that's gone. So, I mean, I think it's going all the way down the chain, and it's not just NSL that's suffering from it.
What memories are you going to take from being involved that season?
Definitely the fans. The fans, they're just passionate and they're friendly, and you hear them every time we do something. So I really enjoyed the fans. The people that work at Sports Central are the nicest people as well. Like, so, you know, they make my job easy. And then, of course, I think the girls and the coaching staff.
And what about that squad last season? You're going to be friends for life, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I think you, every time you go to a new team, you always make friends for life. That just is kind of, I don't know, if you're a good teammate, then people want to stay friends with you. So yeah.
What was your personal reaction to the fact that Dragons were okay?
Look, I think it would be devastating for Dragons if Wales were kicked out, purely because, you know, they didn't do well at Comm Games. They lost out on World Cup for next year when they lost in January. So they've got nothing to work towards.
And they're in the now wrong end of the table.
They've got to work for the next 4 years, and I think it would be absolutely devastating for them if, you know, they ended up being kicked out, because they've got nothing to work towards. Their netball would not flourish or would not get better as you would hope it would.
There's obviously that good news then for Kyra being part of that setup.
I think she was pretty pleased that obviously she could have the opportunity to stay at Dragons again. Well, if she's staying at Dragons, I have no idea. You know, she's just spending some time off court at the moment, and She'll relax for a little bit until she hears anything.
Like a lot of players are. That's something, isn't it? The pair of you haven't played in the same team in the NSL?
No, we haven't. And I mean, she's been trying to get me down to Dragons for a while, but it's just been opportunities for me. And I mean, I think we kind of both look at next year as being our last, so we'll just gotta see what happens.
Well, the only way that a lot of people find out that you were making the move to Team Northumbria was on Twitter, and that infamous picture of you in front of the Tyne Bridge. So, do you want to share your Twitter with everybody now so that we can get that scoop as to where you're off to next first?
No, I can't do that yet.
Oh, or maybe not, but you could share the Twitter. Where are you on Twitter so we can keep an eye on you?
Oh, I'm still in Newcastle, Andy.
Oh,